Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're all doing well today. I wanted to come on here to talk to you about my Karen incident. I did a live in this Facebook group yesterday with my boy, Chris. For those of you that are watching on Twitter or YouTube, then just know that we have a Facebook group and a lot of people are engaged. A lot of people comment, post questions, things like that. So it's very, very awesome. What I wanted to do is to come on here and summarize three different ways to combat bad reviews. So you guys might've heard my Karen story from a month ago, part one, and then you heard part two from actually yesterday. So with that said, I wanted to talk to you about three different ways to contact or combat bad reviews. Here's how we're going to do it, guys. We are going to, first and foremost, we're going to keep it all in writing. You always want to keep all of your messaging in writing. That's the first thing to combat bad reviews. That's how you get around a Karen. Keep it all in writing. And if they say to call you and or to text you, do not call or text. What you want to do is tell them, the person, the guest, the Karen, the potential Karen, that I guess the OTA, the online traveling agency, they recommend keeping all messaging on platform just in case there is a miscommunication. First and foremost, you guys heard my story, part one and part two. Part two, I got rid of that really bad review, and it's probably the worst one we ever had. Keep it all in writing. No phone calls or texts if you can prevent it. Only get involved with a phone call if there's an emergency. Keep everything in writing. Number two, push it back to the online travel agency if somehow they call you and or contact you and they duped you and you had no idea that it was them. They got you on the phone anyways. So if they get back on the, if they get on the phone with you, what you want to do is to talk to them, be polite, be the hotelier that you are, the boutique homeowner, and give them the experience. Don't make it weird or frustrating that they actually contact you. Don't be like, hello, and getting mad. Just let them know that you care. Let them know that you care, but at the end of the conversation, try to accommodate them. But at the end of the conversation, said, hey, from here forward, Airbnb, VRBO, even Southern Charm Vacay, our direct booking platform, we have a policy in place and procedures in place that we have to message through the platform booking. You can message us through Southern Charm Vacay. You can message us through Airbnb, through VRBO, booking.com, whatever. Just go back and forth through that platform so that we don't have to go in and communicate back and forth on phone calls, text, and either you get upset because we're not answering because we're dealing with something or so on. It's just better to go through the platform. So number one, let's go back. Number one is keeping it all in writing. No phone calls if you can prevent it. Keep it on the online travel agency. Number two, push it back to the online travel agency if they contact you outside of it, if they got you unexpectedly. You need to end the conversation politely, but redirect them back to the online travel agency. Number three, if you guys remember in my story, I always get my, well, I'll say it like this. I got my bad review removed, but here's the thing. Every time we get a bad review and it's, you know, we've got 20 plus homes. So, I mean, it's more oftentimes than probably some of you guys that have one or two homes. We probably get one every 3 months. We always call Airbnb, and I'd say about 50% of them get removed. So if you go on the Southern Charm Vacay and you go all the way down our messaging, our guest reviews, you're not going to, I mean, our guest reviews, not messaging, you're not going to see hardly any bad reviews. There is skill and tactic. The reason why is because of my notes here that I'm telling you guys. We keep it all in writing. We don't make phone calls or text, even when the guest tells us to. We push it back to the online travel agency. If somehow they do contact us, they call us, they text us somehow, we're like, oh, shoot, we accidentally messaged them, we're back. We will push them back to the online travel agency after the outside contact was initiated. And then number three, if we still get a bad review at the end of all of this, we have all of our messaging in place. And if you remember my Karen story from yesterday, we actually go in and we combat that by showing the travel agency that, hey, this is what happened. This is what happened at our property. And we give them the facts and we utilize, I've never been trained in NLP, but I utilize NLP kind of when we get in a heated situation with a guest, Chris, Nicole, Tiffany, they know that it's my turn to jump in, which I very rarely jump in, but I will manipulate, and that sounds like a really bad word, but I will manipulate that conversation into the way I want and to steer it so that I can be protected, because I pretty much know that it's going to be a 50-50 coin toss if I get a bad review or not by the time they get me involved. And then from there, that comes with 20 plus years of business training and raising $25 million of private capital from all over the globe, flipping properties and building a long-term rental portfolio in my previous business. But I convert that conversation and mold it to the way I want, and I'll probe and I'll poke in a bad way sometimes. And, you know, you guys might be like, well, damn, Brandon, that's not hospitality. Well, you know what? For me, it is capital preservation first. It's not the guest experience. I hate to say this, guys. I work my ass off and I got millions of dollars of property in on these short-term rentals. For me, it's capital preservation first and then guest experience. It's not guest experience and then keep my homes protected. Fuck that. No, it's capital preservation. I want my freaking wealth to continue to grow and not to stall out because I let some douchebag run over me. And then secondly, it's you know, guest experience. So if my home is not protected and they're being an asshole and they're creating stress in my life, first of all, it's also me. It's health, wellness first, capital preservation second, and then guest experience. So if they're stressing me out, we got problems. If they're you know, throwing a party at my property or doing something crazy about and talking bad about my property, we got problems because I know my properties, you know, those shit don't stink. And then three, and then it's guest experience. I will try to work with them to create the experience that they want. And I've had two run-ins that were kind of heated over the years, all in the last year, which is crazy. And then I've had some smaller instances where we've gotten involved and people were kind of frustrated. And I did kind of mold that into a really, really positive experience for them. And we made it a good, we got a good review out of them. But a couple of times I got bad reviews. And I combat it. I keep everything in writing. We'll go back to this. I keep everything in writing. No phone calls if you can prevent it. No text. Don't go back to that. Keep it all on the messaging platform. Number two, push it back to the online travel agency if they contact you outside of the online travel agency. It, you know, in that conversation on the phone, if they call you and you didn't know it and you thought it was your mom, but it was somebody else, you talk to them and then you redirect them to message you through the platform because that is company policy. That is Airbnb policy, VRBO, whatever. And then you always ask Airbnb to remove your bad review at the end if you actually do get one. So look, guys, I hope this helps. You guys heard, if you haven't heard from my Karen experience, go into the Facebook group, Short-Term Rental Investors, the 5-Star STR Success Facebook group, Short-Term Rental Investors. You can Google Karen. You can find part one. You can find part two. You'll hear what happened and why I got the way I did. That's completely fine. Also, look, you know, as we're rounding out this podcast, if you don't mind, wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's on iTunes and or Spotify or wherever you listen to it, give us a 5-star review. We want to start pushing up as a business show. I'm going to bring in more and more business people. We're not just going to talk short-term rentals because, A, short-term rentals is, you know, it may be the vehicle that we're all interested in, that's sexy and whatever, but at the same time, it's not the only vehicle. And I've been blessed to experience a lot of different real estate vehicles as well as businesses too. I've been involved in a lot of stuff and I want to talk about other things to help you guys know to create multiple streams of income. Did you guys know that the average millionaire actually has 7+ streams of income? It's not just one. So that's one thing. Please give us a positive review, a 5-star review, if you don't mind. We're doing all this for free. Number two is we've got a December 3rd and 4th event here in Atlanta. I would love for you guys to come into my office. We've got half of the event sold. We've got half of it left. It's going to be a small group of 20 people, and we're going to teach you how to run your business. We're going to take you by the hands. We're going to take you up the ladder of success. If we're above you and we look down, you're below us, we want to pick you up by your hand and pull you up here on the ladder, the rung with us. And then eventually we want to raise you up. Maybe you'll surpass us. So we're going to teach and train you everything that we know from systems. And then here's another thing that I haven't done in the last two that we did earlier this year. I'm going to teach you guys how to find deals. I'm going to teach you how to negotiate. I'm going to teach you how to find deals in this repressed economy. These are some of the best times to go buy properties. I've just got 100% financing on a property in Dahlonega, Georgia that we're buying this week. And we did it creatively. So I want to teach you guys some of the different creative financing strategies that we've learned over the past 20 years. And this can help you get that next asset onto your portfolio, regardless of the high interest rates and a weird, uncertain economy. So come to our December 3rd to 4th event. Go to 5starstrsuccess.com to see what we got going on. And then third, here's another news update. I've got my first private placement memorandum. My wife and I, we are working with two other guys, and we are going to go in and we're raising capital. We've got 50% of it subscribed. We're raising $4.6 million. We have $2.6 million left. I guess that's a little more than 50%. But what we're doing is we're taking Ocean Isle Beach. It is an emerging market in North Carolina, and we have 12 luxury homes on a great cul-de-sac that we're going to build out. And we're putting fruit orchards in the middle of it. So as people are hanging out on the beach 9 months, 10 months a year, because it is actually still a warmer climate in North Carolina, they can come outside their front door, look at the water, grab an apple, grab a peach, grab whatever, and then walk two minutes to the ocean. So we've got that coming up. We have some cool stuff going on. If you want to have a really nice pref return, it's 10%. On top of that, if you want to have equity, and you want your money to be repaid back 90% of it within the first year. We're not reducing equity. We're actually keeping you equitable into the deal until year five. So, and that's when we're going to refinance you out. And it's like a 28% IRR and internal rate of return. So we got that coming up. So if you guys are interested in what this looks like, I would be happy to message you back with my private placement memorandum and our investor deck. Text the word PPM, P as in poly, PM, 404-341-2897. Again, 404-341-2897. And then last, holy shit. Yesterday, Chris and I came up with what we think is going to be an awesome, cool event for February. We haven't came up with the dates yet. But if you want to be one of the first ones to know, text us the number, text us the word wine to 404-341-2897. It's not what I put on before. This is actually going to be bringing you guys into North Georgia for a day. You're not spending 3 days with us like the last event. You're going to actually come into North Georgia, hang out in Blue Ridge and LJ. We're going to bounce around to about 3 to 4 different wineries. We're going to have Sprinter vans. We are going to, you know, eat at like a couple of different farm to fork restaurants for lunch and dinner. We're going to hang out at fire pits, and then the day's over. You guys can go do your thing, but we're going to have like small groups. This is where you up level your network. This is where the 5-star STR success short-term rentals investor get together and to break bread and to get to know each other and build community within ourselves. You don't have to go to a large event of, you know, 10,000 people or 1,000 people to really understand this. All you need is community. You are a byproduct of the 5 people you hang out with the most and the books you read. So what you want to do is you want to build community of like-minded entrepreneurs, a tribe of people that are just like you and or where you want to be in the future. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to build that community here. I finally got to the point where we're actually putting it together. It's taken us 4 years of growing this, and we grew it slow. So just know that this is not published yet, but if you guys are interested in this one-day event, you can rent a hotel nearby. It's going to be like $1,500, but you're going to hang out with us from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. all dang day long. And we're going to break bread, you know, strategize, work on your business, have great conversations and so on. Text the word wine to 404-341-2897. Guys, be blessed. I appreciate you. Ask all your comments, questions, concerns, list them out here in the Facebook group. Let this be your group. Let this be the group where people really engage. We have a smaller group. There's you got the Richard Furtigs out there with the 50,000 people. You got the other groups with 100,000 people. Like, guys, let this be your group. Ask the questions. There's less people in here. Let us engage. Let us help you. Let us work with you. I'm always going to answer your questions if I can help it. And or if I miss it somehow, tag me in the group. I will be happy to respond to all of them that I can. And, you know, FYI, I do delete the shit out of spammers. I don't allow spammers in this Facebook group often. So, guys, be blessed. Have a great day, and I greatly appreciate you all.